Sanhedrin, Berak Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Ve'elu hina Krovin, and these are the Krovin that are possible to be Meir or to be a Dayan on. Aviv, your father, Va'achiv, and your brother, Va'achi Aviv, and your father's brother, Va'achi Imo, and your mother's brother, Ubal Achoso, and your sister's husband, Ubal Achos Aviv, and the husband of your father's sister, Ubal Achos Imo, and the husband of your mother's sister, Ubal Imo, and your stepfather, your mother's husband, V'chomiv, and your father-in-law, V'giso, and your brother-in-law, your wife's sister's husband. Hein uvnehen v'chasnein, them, their sons, and their son-in-laws. A person's wife has the same din as themselves. V'chor golovado, but when we deal with your son-in-law, it's just your son-in-law, not his sons and son-in-laws, because that would be another level down. But all the other ones, since they were either a level up or the same level as you, so when you go one level down, it's still within one level of you, up or down. Like, for example, your brother's son, or your brother's son-in-law, is still one level down. And similar to that would be, let's say, your father's brother, your uncle. His son is the same level as you, your cousin. And when we deal with your brother-in-law, the Rav points out that if your brother-in-law has a son or a son-in-law from a different woman, those are not considered krovim, and that would be an exception. It's only if your brother-in-law has a son with your wife's sister, that's where it's an issue. That's considered a karov, legabi these things. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Zo Mishnas Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yossi says, this is all Mishnas Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva taught this after a Mishnah Rishayna. Well, Mishnah Rishayna, but before Rabbi Kiva taught, the Tanoim before taught, Dodo Uven Dodo, in the beginning the Tanoim taught that Dafka, that it was your father's brother, or the son of your father's brother, meaning your cousin, dafka those, because they were relatives not through marriage, but relatives that came either through marriage or they came through the mother's side, those would not be pasul eidus, or to be a dayan. However, the Rav says, the halacha is not like the Mishnah Rishona. Rather, halacha is like the way Rabbi Kiva taught, which is the way our Mishnah has it, that even relatives from the mother's side or through marriage are also pasul for eidus, or to be a dayan. And now the Mishnah continues. This is not Mishnah Rishon anymore. This is going back to Rabbi Kiva. V'chol haroy l'yarsho, whoever's fitting to inherit, that's the only one that's pasul le'edus. But a mother's brother, since he's not fitting to inherit from you, he is kosher to be meyid and to dan you. However, even though the Mishnah says in the beginning, achi imo, that's your mother's brother, and that's pasul le'edus, and we're saying now that this is going back to that, that this is still Rabbi Akiva going back to that, the Torah says is that's only talking about when we say that it's possible that's you to be an aid or to don him, because you are actually fitting to Yarshin him if there's no other relatives. But vice versa, he's not fitting to Yarshin you. That's why, since he's not royally Yarsho, he's kosher to be made or to don you. And this is only applicable when they're a karov, a relative, at the time of the Eidus, the time of seeing the Eidus, at the time they go to the Beis Din and tell over the Eidus, haya karov in Israchek, but if they were a relative and then they became not a relative, there was a divorce or a death or something like that, hareze kosher, they are now kosher to be made. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afilu mesa bito v'yesh lo banim imena hareze karov. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if his daughter dies before his son-in-law saw the Eidus and the son-in-law had children from her, he's still considered a karov even after she dies, and he's pasul le'edus. The Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda.